still the case with James being the center, but you know, in game, what does Julian bring to you guys as far as it's more of just like on the sideline, what he's seeing, what he's reading?
No, it's on and off. It's on the sideline and on the field. He's pumping us up, you know, during TV timeouts, you know, getting us pat on the butt once in a while, you know, tell us, come on, let's do this. And James is, you know, he's also helping us out too, you know, giving the calls down the line, and he's making it happen. So,
all right, thanks. Appreciate it.
How often do you work on like silent snap counts during practice?
All the time. All the time.
Even if it's a home game?
Yeah, we work on it every day. So,
how important do you feel that is, that when you're going into a game like this where you're going to be playing in front of a big crowd?
It's very important, especially playing in, you know, at Michigan. They're allowed, you know, 110,000. So we'll be working on it a lot this week.
I was asking Julia, at what point will Hail to the Victors become annoying or aggravating for you to do?
It already has. We heard it in the weight room starting yesterday, so we heard it about a million times already.
A million times ago.
Yeah, already.
Wow. Was this yesterday then?
Or? Yeah, yesterday. Starting yesterday, we had to lift, so.
Wow. So is that something that you guys deal with regularly then? Like, maybe they have the fight song going on, like, in a weight room or just, you know?
Yeah, they play the team, the team's fight song that we play that week just constantly. That's half the songs we listen to during the week, so most of it's their fight song or their alma mater song. So
just for road games or
home and away
home
games?
And away.
Yeah, so we hear their alma mater song and their fight song all the time.
Does that add a little more motivation or add a little fire?
Big time, big time. You know, you don't want to hear it. You know, every time they score a touchdown, they play that song, so we don't want to hear it. So we're going to, you know, prevent them from doing that so we don't have to hear that song again.
Considering last year you guys went into places like Penn State and Ohio State, those were obviously really big crowds, over 100,000 people. How much does that help, especially for an experienced team like you guys, going into a game like this?
It helps a lot. We've been there before. We've been to big games. You know, we got a pretty big stadium ourselves. So, you know, the crowd noise isn't going to be a big factor because we've been there before, so we should be used to it. And in practice, we have crowd noise going, so it should help a lot.
And then just with Michigan, coach was talking about how their defense is kind of unique, running a 3-3-5. What really stands out to you when you watch that on film as far as like the difficulty in preparing for it?
They're very talented. They got a talented group on that side of the ball, and it's a little different. It's sort of like a 3-4, but it's not a 3-4, so we just got to work on it in practice. It shouldn't be that difficult because we played them last year and they did pretty much the same thing, so it shouldn't be that bad.
And then I noticed, like, when they played Michigan State last week, they would tend to load the box up quite a bit, like 8 or 9 guys. Is that something that you kind of have to anticipate between, you know, Adam being the only running back now and then also with kind of the situations that happened in Arizona a few weeks ago?
You got to pretty much anticipate anything because they can do anything. They can, you know, load the box. They can put 6 people in the box. It's up to them, so we just got to be prepared for everything.